Episode 9, Forgiveness.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by, T-Mac on the radio.
Hey, ladies, how you doing? I'm so glad you are here. And you know what? If this is one of the first times we're meeting, I want to get to know you. I do, seriously. And I know it may sound kind of crazy, but I do. Drop me a line. Come over to createyournow.com because I want to hear from you. If you want to hear something or something's on your mind and you just kind of want to literally have a chat about it, that's what I want. We're here. This is your community. And we're working, we're on this journey together. And one of those things is, I don't know about you, but sometimes I just get bombarded. And I tend to beat myself up and I play those horrible mind games and it's like, oh, this negative self-talk, you know, kind of some people call it self-sabotage, whatever word you want to use, but it's more negative and it's, you know, pessimistic and it's like, I can't do instead of I can or I will. I just want to encourage you to learn the big F word. And no, I'm not swearing. It's called forgiveness. Yes, forgiveness. And I really believe that we need to take that time to forgive ourselves, okay? And it starts with you. And I don't know already if you've set up your 2015 New Year's resolutions and maybe you've already kind of fallen off the wagon a little bit from there. But it's really important that we learn to have forgiveness and we forgive ourselves because, you know, if you can't forgive yourself, are you really forgiving others? No, not so much. And so that word not only has meaning, but it also requires us to take action. And sometimes I think we tend to stray away from that action because we're almost afraid of it. And whether it's because we don't know where it's going to lead us to, I don't know, but forgiveness is so important and we need to learn it for ourselves. In fact, I looked it up and forgiveness, the meaning of it, as it says via Google, is the action or process of forgiving or being forgiven. Oh, great. Thanks. Okay. So for example, pardon, absolution, exoneration, remission, mercy. Ooh, some big heavy words there. The act of forgiving, the process of forgiving, of letting go. And you know, I come back to that Frozen song because And the movie of Let It Go. Let it go, let it go. And the thing is sometimes we as women, we don't let it go and we hold it within ourselves. And then that builds up. And what does that do? That traps us and that makes us frozen. Yeah, you like to put all that together? Okay, I know. stop laughing at me. No, I love that you're laughing at me. But it's true. And I make light about it because it's such a serious conversation that we don't have. And sometimes these serious conversations need to happen, that we need to learn forgiveness and we need to learn because see, forgiveness makes us what? Vulnerable. And sometimes us feeling vulnerable means we're not in control. And that not being in control is not a really good feeling because we want control, especially as moms, we want control. So I tenderly ask you that as you go through your year, think about forgiveness. Because when you make mistakes, you'll need to forgive yourself in order to move on, or those resolutions, those goals you set will never happen. They'll just turn back into dreams. They'll go poof, and back into the little genie pot they go. And I don't know that that's really what you want. And if that is what you want, then I guess you don't have to worry about forgiveness. But if you're listening and you have been, I really think you're wanting change. You're wanting transformation. You're here for something new and something different. You have a purpose and a passion within you. You're just trying to figure it all out. And so part of that is learning forgiveness, because that's going to allow you to move on. So I want you to feel inspired today, inspired to love who you are, to look in the mirror and maybe take one of those little post-its out and write forgiveness on and stick it on that mirror, and then stick it in your car, two places at least, because you know, where you go to the bathroom. Because in the shower, it'll fall off. But in the bathroom, when you go and you have that couple seconds, if you don't have your phone with you, you can look on the back of the door when you close it and it says forgiveness. Maybe that'll be that just little extra reminder. And to say that, you know what, things do happen, but it really truly isn't going to stop where you're going. But you not letting it go is gonna freeze you up. So let it all go. Use forgiveness, go out and be inspired and go inspire someone else and tell somebody, you know, it's always fun to tell somebody hi and just smile at them and they'll look at you like, ooh, who's that weirdo? But it's so much fun. Make it a great day. I want to hear from you. Love you lots. See you on the other side. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.